Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sara Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, with me, Sara Main. I'm your host. And it's wonderful to have you along, Soul Family. Welcome. Dhammayanti is a show that is designed to talk about your soul, everything to do with connection with your soul, with yourself. That's your true divinity, your true power. We use the word soul. It's the best. It's a word that we can use. You could talk about spirit. But soul has an immediate connection to the inner essence of yourself. And today I thought we would talk about a time to be strong and confident, a time to be strong and confident. I think there's enough movement in the energy around the world. There are challenges, no doubt, and strength and confidence and firmness, and indeed an element of discipline, are very much needed. Certainly love and understanding and patience, but this area of inner strength and inner discipline is not always spoken about and understood. And my approach, and it was how I was taught, was to go back to the wisdom of the ages, go back to the wisdom traditions, and very specifically go back to the universal beautiful language of Sanskrit. Why Sanskrit? You think, huh? Well, Sanskrit is the universal language. It is a universal language. It is the universal language. And within the language itself is incredible wisdom. And the way I was taught was to go back to the Sanskrit, and it clarifies your thinking. It highlights where you have limited thinking, because this limited thinking is what we act upon. The words have, language has power. It has energy. It's creative. We think thoughts in words, typically, often pictures, but there are words behind those pictures. We just may not be aware of them. And then we act on that, and our feelings come from that. So language is creative. And I was taught to go back to the Sanskrit and then clarify and purify your thinking. It's like getting your thinking, your language, and putting it through a washing machine cycle. And in the light of the universal wisdom in Sanskrit, you can see where there are limits that act as filters. And this is actually an incredibly powerful way to set yourself free. It sounds like it's an intellectual exercise, but it isn't. And it's a way of disciplining the mind. And the mind needs discipline. It acts as a monkey mind. It's all over the place. And there's plenty of teachings on this. But how to bring it to heal, how to discipline it so it can stay in one place, that's a different conversation. And it does take discipline. It takes practice. And this is very rewarding practice, because as you practice and you meet any challenges and overcome them, you become more empowered, you become stronger, you become more confident, you become firmer. And then you're not so moved by changing conditions and challenges. And that may be in your personal life or in the wider society and around the world. And this is very important. So today I thought I would take the theme of firmness and strength and go back to the Sanskrit first and foremost. Now, in Sanskrit, the word for firm and strong, firmness, is dridha. And dridha means fixed and firm and strong and stable and massive and firmly fastened on and whole and complete, difficult to be bent, steady, resolute, persevering. That's an element of firmness, to be certain, to be sure, to be mighty. They're all descriptors of dridha, firmness and strength. And it's different, has it sort of a different element from Sanskrit's balam. This is just the essence of firmness. And Sanskrit always comes from a root form, so that word dridha comes from a root to mean to be firm, to make firm, to fix, to strengthen, and to be strong. And then there's a great teacher that opened up, Panini, opened up how to find out where to experience that firmness and that strength. And Panini taught us where to look. And he said that in being firm, you'll find that firmness, that energy of firmness, in growing and increasing. So in growing and increasing, you will find firmness, the essence of firmness. Get your thinking around that for a minute. In growing and increasing, you'll find firmness. So it doesn't mean becoming rigid. In growing and increasing. So in that growth and increase, there's strength. And when you think about that, if you want to be confident, often you pull yourself up, you take a deep breath, you roll your shoulders down, you stand up tall, in growing and increasing. So in the wisdom of the ages, we're already being told where that confidence lies, where that strength, where that firmness lies. So when we find challenges where we need to hold firm, we need to persevere, the first thing to think of is rather than, hunkering down and drawing in, we need to pull ourselves up to our full stature, take a deep breath, head up, eyes open, looking out, for example. That's number one in terms of finding that confidence and that strength and that firmness that we're looking for. And at the moment, we really need it in the world. We need this strength. And the thing is, the strength is not coming from anger necessarily. It can be coming from love, that strength that comes from real love, universal love, prema. And we draw ourselves up in love for the truth and the purity and the beauty in ourselves and in everyone. We draw ourselves up and we want to offer that. And that's, I'm just drawing out wisdom that's in the very Sanskrit itself, and it tells us how to find strength, where to find strength, and it's in this growth and increase. And in fact, Plato, the ancient Greek philosopher, Socrates, he used the example, he asks in one of his dialogues to someone, how do you shorten a line without rubbing part of the line out? And through various backwards and forwards in the dialogue, he said, you draw along the line. And in drawing that longer line, immediately that line is shortened and you haven't rubbed any part of that line out. So this growth and increase is drawing along the line. So when you come to speak, draw that longer line by aiming for the higher frequency, the positivity, the encouragement, the uplift. To uplift spirit is to draw along the line, is to pick something higher, speak about something higher, value something higher and greater This is an expression of love. This is an expression of pure universal love, to always go for the uplifting speech, the praise, the encouragement, and to have nothing to do with anything that will pull you down. And there's incredible strength in that. And that is a great discipline to go about in your daily life, is this always choosing the higher, that which is worth praising, and not focusing in on things that pull us down and reduce us to something small, because in that smallness there it's weak, and we need strength. We need a lot of strength. And in my experience, I have found that getting centered in myself, in my soul, in that power of peace within, no matter what's going on, and then always looking for the greater, the finer, the larger perspective, and offering that which will uplift and encourage and inspire. There's great discipline and strength required to keep doing that and to keep offering that. And I would encourage you that is the direction we need to take. And after we take a short break coming up, we're going to talk about how we do this. But that is the approach to take. We want strength. We're interested in strength. We're interested in firmness. We're interested in perseverance, in being steady, being resolute, and in a sense, being whole and complete. Well, not really in a sense, actually being whole and complete. And that is coming back to our soul, because that's where our wholeness and our completeness is. So that is the message that I wanted to pass on today, straight from the Sanskrit. And Damayanti, the show for your soul, I always like to come back to the Sanskrit, because this is the universal wisdom. And Sanskrit, Sanskrita, means pure and perfectly formed. And you notice the wisdom is always pure and perfectly formed. You can resonate with it and go, yes, that's true. Yes, I understand that. And firmness, we find that firmness in growth and increase and in prosperity. And that starts from within. So firmness doesn't mean being rigid and hard. It means growing taller and stronger and greater and increasing, discovering our greatness, our limitlessness, as the great wisdom teachings and scriptures would say. And that's where we find our strength. So we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back about how to find that practically in our day-to-day life. We'll see you soon.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Damayanti, the show for your soul. And today we're talking about, it's the time for strength and courage and strength and firmness, to be firm and strong. It's so important in today's world. There are so many challenges, and the energy is not always that easy to navigate on a day-to-day basis. And the strength and perseverance comes from within, and the wisdom of the ages, the universal wisdom in the beautiful language of Sanskrit, tells us with the word dridha, which means strong and firm and resolute, and it really means firm, but firm as in you're not going to be moved. It doesn't mean rigid, it means firm. That's it, I've decided. And the wisdom indicates that strength comes from growth and increase. And before the break, I was talking about if we want to be confident often and find that courage, we take a deep breath and we often pull ourselves up, physically roll our shoulders back, stand up tall, look out, and we find great strength and strong energy in that very physical act of pulling ourselves up. And that is a real simple indicator right under our noses in that very physical act of how to find that strength, which is growth and increase. Now, what I'm suggesting and what I'm showing you and talking about is that apart from that physical act, always finding that greater, more uplifting, more inspiring energy to think about, to speak about, to put your attention on. So coming back to yourself, the greatness of yourself within, and then pulling yourself up, standing tall within, and that you'll find your physical body reacting and responding to that and wanting to sit up straight, wanting to stand up straight, wanting to lift your head high, looking out, and you'll find such confident energy in that. And then looking to the higher, looking to the inspiration, looking to the inspiring, uplifting things to talk about and think about, and offer to the world, offer to those with whom you live and work, to your loved ones, to your kids, to your partner, to your spouse, to your family, to your friends, always speaking about the best. Choose the best to talk about, because this is how we connect soul to soul. This is the real point of unity, is soul to soul, because there is only one actually, but we find that in that connection beyond the physical, beyond the mental, and in fact beyond the emotional. Because all those elements come and go. Physical bodies come and go. They're growing and changing all the time. The mind is moving all the time and things are coming and going. The emotions are coming and going. It's the nature of them. They're in motion. They can be calmer, so that, in fact, it's like water on a lake and it's steady, or it can be choppy. It depends, you know. But the soul is ever present. It's our divinity. It's the powerhouse, really. It can be called spirit. I just connect with the word soul. And that is the point where speaking from soul to soul, and speaking of that which inspires and uplifts, is drawing that longer line, as Plato indicated. That is the growth and increase. That is where the strength is. So in day-to-day life, I would suggest one very simple practice, one simple discipline that you can undertake is at least 3 times a day, but take it to, all right, I'll be kind, 2 to 3 times a day, and you can manage twice, morning and afternoon, one time in the day, one time in the evening, or even 3 times, breakfast, lunch, and dinner time. Deliberately, consciously choose something uplifting, inspiring, full of praise when you speak to someone else. And if you're on your own, then speak it out aloud, something uplifting and full of praise. Give gratitude, but do it consciously. And no matter what's going on, find something to praise, something to uplift whomever you're with, or if you're on your own, speak to yourself. Give thanks. And I'd suggest out aloud. There's always something to praise. There's always something to give your voice to. I was taught to give your tongue to that which uplifts, that which inspires. This is drawing along the line. Because we are universal, we are limitless. That's what the universal wisdoms are talking about, the wisdom of the ages, the scriptures. They're always speaking about our limitless nature, and certainly in Sanskrit, and that's one thing I love about Sanskrit. It reminds me all the time of our limitless nature, our universality. No matter what's happening, we are universal, limitless beings. When I started writing my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, I started writing the introduction and I had this blank screen, like a blank piece of paper in front of me. And I knew it was important, that very first statement, because that's like the sounding, the founding sound, the do of the octave of writing the book. And I fell still and I thought, what would, and I was immediately taken back to one of my teachers who always started, he said, from the absolute, from the universal, from the limitless, always start there. And so that's where I started with, which is you are in fact a universal, limitless being right here, right now. And that's true. That's always true, no matter what's happening to you, what's happening around you, how you're feeling, you are limitless and universal. And sometimes it doesn't feel like that. I hear you. I understand that. So that's what Dridha, being firm and strong and confident, is all about, being firm and certain in the fact that you are universal, no matter how you're feeling at the time, what's happening, being able to draw yourself up, and draw that longer line as Plato suggests. And one way is to get into the habit at least 2 to 3 times a day, consciously give your voice, consciously speak of something that is uplifting, and praise and gratitude are two wonderful ways to do that. Because praise will never run anyone down. It's the nature of it. So find something to praise about that person or the situation or something, and give your voice to that in a very simple way, but give your voice to that. Get that sound out, get that energy out, align with that positivity. And gratitude is another amazingly transformational energy. So come back to your center and give praise no matter what is happening. Praise and gratitude are wonderful ways to find that firmness and that strength through growth and increase and upliftment and positivity. And that connects you to your soul, to the greatness of your soul. And on that note, if you would like to find out more about Damayanti for your soul, you can go to my website, damayanti.store. That's Damayanti, Damayanti.store, Store, Damayanti.store. And there's information there, and you can find out more about me. You can find more about the Sanskrit and why, what's the why behind Damayanti. And also, I have a store there with some lovely products that all have Sanskrit messages on them. I deliberately chose these products with Sanskrit messages, with the message of prema, pure universal love, with shakti, the divine energy, and prana, the breath of life, which is our powerhouse, our life source, our life force. So prema, there's a collection of prema products, there's a collection of shakti products, and there's a collection of prana products. There's jewelry, there's some homewares, and there's also some clothing as well, and they've all got Sanskrit on them and designs. And the importance of this is it keeps you in memory. These are things you can use every day and wear, the jewelry you can keep with you, and it helps you stay in this uplifted, inspired energy of positivity and connection to universal soul energy and help you stay aligned. And they're attractive and useful and nice to have, but they do help you stay aligned. And when I was early on in my spiritual soul journey, this is decades ago, 50 years ago, there was nothing. There was nothing like this. You know, eventually when post-it notes came on the market, I used post-it notes and put them everywhere to help stay in memory. That was my discipline, just because I wanted to stay awake and stay in memory. So now you can have a travel drinking cup with Shakti on it. You can have a cushion cover, you know, on your couch when you're sitting there. You can wear a beautiful piece of jewelry and it can have prema on it to remind you of pure universal love. And they make great gifts too. Give something of real meaning, with a spiritual meaning that means something to you from one soul to another. And you can use these as wonderful gifts. And with the holiday season soon to be upon us, they'll make great gifts. So go to my store, dhammayanti.store. You can see more about Dhammayanti. And there's also a whole archive of podcasts to listen to that's on the podcast page. And you can go to the store and there's great gifts for yourself and for others with beautiful spiritual meanings of prema, shakti and prana and more to come. And I'm very excited that on my next show this month, I have a very special guest, Zayla. And Zayla's going to be talking about discipline, and your disciplines will set you free, and that they're linked with love and courage. So Zayla is a special guest on the Dr. Pat Show, and he's very kindly offered to come on to my show as well and talk about discipline and love and courage, the aspects of it. So I'm very excited. So join me on that show and hear Zayla. And I wanted to speak and sing to you the peace prayer from the Yajur Veda to finish. In heaven, peace, peace in the space between, on earth, peace, on the waters, peace, in plants, peace, in trees, peace, peace in all powers, in spirit, peace, peace in everything, peace alone, peace, 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 peace. And the Sanskrit, Om Dyao Shanti, Antarikshan Shanti, Prithivi Shanti, Apa Shanti, Oshadhaya Shanti, Vanaspataya Shanti, Vishwe Deva Shanti, Brahma Shanti, Sarvam Shanti, Shanti Reva Shanti, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Thank you for spending time with me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Dhammayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewelry, go to my website, dhammayanti.store. That's dhammayanti.store. dhammayanti.store. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.